You love this.
It's coming. It's coming.
I'll wait. There was an out-of-this-world announcement made last Wednesday on International Women's Day, and we need to highlight it because it is out of this world, that there is going to be the first Australian woman to be trained as an astronaut, and it is Catherine Bennell-Pegg, and she joins us right now living out all of our childhood dreams. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Jealous.
And I was the space kid growing up, Catherine, so I'm going to be honest.
Oh, we would have been friends.
I'm a little starstruck as well, too.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited.
This is so cool. So you are going to be the first Aussie woman to be trained as an astronaut. So other Aussies have gone to space, but you're going to be training under our flag. How has this all happened?
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited. And to be the first Australian to train under the flag is such an honour and a huge responsibility too, because while I'm the first, I certainly don't plan to be the last.
No.
So I hope to use the opportunity to show that this is worth doing in Australia, because what most people don't realise is all the amazing science and engineering you can do by having an astronaut up there in space or on the International Space Station, because it's just a huge lab where you can do so many amazing things for medical research that applies to Earth, to grow new like organ scaffolds or long and pure optical fibers, or to progress new materials and all sorts of things. So there's going to be some really exciting work that I hope to facilitate and learn how to do through the training.
So I'll stop all the training that I was going to be doing in those things, because you'll be doing it in space. Yeah. So I'll cut all that research.
Watching space-based movies like The Martian and that one with Tom Hanks where they get lost, that doesn't count as research. I know. Catherine, you've worked a little bit harder. Tell us, how rare are these opportunities to train as an astronaut? Because I know this is not, you don't just line up at, I don't know, job finder places and sign up for this.
Yeah.
These are incredibly rare, these opportunities.
Absolutely. So I always wanted to be an astronaut growing up, similarly to you, I suppose, and many other young Australians out there. The European Space Agency opened up their first call in, I think it was 13 years. I was eligible to apply, and I was so happy to be able to apply, right? Because you never know exactly what the criteria will be.
Yeah.
So I was super pleased that I hit that. It was like a master's degree plus 3 years, you know, field experience in complex environments. And they had a whole load of desirable characteristics like second languages and other skills. And I threw my hat in the ring. I, you know, stayed up all night to write a motivation letter for a job I'd wanted my whole life. And it's surprisingly hard to write that. And started a process of about a year and a half of different tests and the most insane medical tests and all sorts of IQ tests and group stress interviews. And on the other side of it, I got right to the end, but didn't get picked for the European astronaut corps. And that was, you know, disappointing. And I put the dream on the shelf and decided to move on, because there's plenty to be done in the space industry without going to space.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned afterwards that I wasn't selected because of my limited connection in Europe. I grew up in Australia. I was mostly educated in Australia. And but I apparently scored quite well. So the Australian Space Agency and European Space Agency have decided to train me as an Australian, which is just so exciting. Because, you know, there's so many things that can be unlocked for this country through this training, and potentially follow-on trainings and flights as well if they're to eventuate.
Amazing. So how long will this training take place? When do you think you'll be in space for the first time?
I leave in a week. It's all happening very fast.
Oh, my God.
My house is chaos, and the Wiggles, the rocket ship, is the background soundtrack to our life, thanks to my two kids. But, the training's 14 months. It's called basic training. So at the start of every astronaut journey internationally is about a year to a year and a half of basic training. So I'll be over there in Germany at the European Astronaut Center for 14 months, and there we'll learn about, you know, how to do spacewalks underwater, how to operate the robotic arm on the station, how to handle emergencies on the space station and how to work in teams and survival training and all this really great stuff. And then at the end of that, I come back. So when I come back, I'll be bringing the knowledge home to help inform Australia's strategy around human spaceflight to understand what the most sensible path forward is for this country. But of course, I also hope that there'll be a flight opportunity on the cards if I can demonstrate the value of it for Australia. And I hope to accelerate the opportunity for all Australians.
Let's do it. Let's get you up there. Let's get you into space. And how cool, like, to be, like, for your two kids to have the mum that's an astronaut. I can't believe that. We could talk all day, but we are limited when it comes to time here, as are you, because you got to get moving. You might be going to space.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
Catherine Bennell-Pegg, the first Australian woman to be trained as an astronaut by an international space agency. Oh. A pleasure to have you on the show. Big love.
Thanks so much for having me.